The question was asked, why did they build a Beit HaMikdash, a temple, and not continue using the Mishkan in the land of Israel, in the kingdom of King Shlomo? So the Torah says, "Ki lo vatem adata ela menucha ve'ela nachala." You have these mitzvos because you have not yet come to the land of Israel to rest and to have your permanence, your inheritance, the land of Israel. And from here, our sages understood that there would be menucha. We would enter the land of Israel and have a period of tranquility. And then there would be nachala. We would reach a point at which you're supposed to have something which is a settled piece of land, which is going to be the temple. And the Torah repeatedly speaks about a unique place, Hamakom Ahu, that place, right? Yaakov Avinu, Avraham Avinu. So there is a concept separate from the concept of the Mishkan that the Temple Mount is unique. Chazal also had a tradition that Moshe came down with Sinai, that just as the Mishkan had specific instructions of how it should be built, so too there was an oral tradition, which we have parts of it, that there would be a Beit HaMikdash built, and Shlomo built it accordance with that. Some of the components of the Mishkan could be taken in, such as the Aron, into the Beit HaMikdash, and the clothing of the Kohanim and Kohanim Gdolim. And then some things Hashem wanted bigger once we were in the Nachala, once we were in the set place. I think the Shulchan remained. I don't remember the details, but the Gemara in Tractate Sota, among other places, goes into this discussion. The Gemara in Zvachim also discusses...
bigger whatever in the desert. It doesn't seem like it was a problem of weight.
No, it wasn't, but each one had a different message. Chazal say that the Mishkan was the smallest of the temples, and yet it was the holiest, right? Beit HaMikdash, the first Beit HaMikdash, was bigger and more magnificent than the Mishkan, and it had less holiness than the Mishkan. The second Beit HaMikdash was bigger and more magnificent than the first one in certain ways, and yet it had less holiness. And this is also an important theme. But we had a tradition that Hashem wanted us to build Nevei Kodesh, to build his home. And his home was supposed to be a permanent place on the Temple Mount. And parts of the Mishkan went in there. Parts of the Mishkan were concealed, which the Gemara says Hashem's intention was that the enemies wouldn't lay their hands on it. And so parts of the Mishkan were folded up and concealed somewhere. As we find later on, that the Aron was concealed. That there were different things that were concealed, but we see that this was Hashem's plan. The Mishkan would be a temporary thing, temporary being half a millennium, right? And then there would be a permanent building. There would be a permanent location. And again, parts of the Mishkan went in. A lot of the Mishkan went in. The menorah, the simple reading is that went in. Yeah.